producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know why Homeland Security says that veterans are the number one enemy, the number one terror threat? Because every time there's a mass shooting, every time there's criminal activity going on and a vet is nearby, they either take out who's doing it or die trying. And that's why they want to single out vets in this country, is because they're afraid of empowered individuals who will take action and aren't cowards. And that's all you need to know about the people running this government, is they fund Al-Qaeda, and they criticize Russia for bombing Al-Qaeda, and they would demonize veterans, when statistically veterans commit some of the lowest levels of crime out there after old women. And they know it. But the difference is a lot of vets out there aren't going to be pushed around by a bunch of scum in this government. And that's how I opened the show today, because I was just looking at the story out of NBC News. Oregon shooting, heroic veteran Chris Mintz was shot 7 times trying to save people as they were being killed by this cowardly scumbag who wanted attention and hated Christians. Another big Obama supporter. And they advertised a new fetish going into victim disarmament zones and shooting people. And so it happens again. A month or so ago, it was a racially motivated crazy black guy. A few months before that, it was a racially motivated crazy white guy. And now there's some racially Christian motivated mixed race guy. What they all got in common is they're crazy scum. And people have a right to defend themselves against trash like this. That's what it comes down to in the final equation. Another armed Air Force vet was prevented from stopping Oregon gunmen. They were at the military center on the edge of the campus and were blocked from getting in there and were locked down by the police. It's a total death trap. That's what these mass execution centers are. When you put your children in it, when you put your money in them, you support these dumb universities that are giving you worthless degrees 8 times out of 10. Yeah, about 20% of the degrees are worth something. Engineering, science, medical, business. But not all the rest of the degrees. You put your money in these institutions without reforming them. You allow them to take over the culture and allow them to continue their disgusting anti-human, anti-family, anti-male, anti-female, anti-child, anti-life agenda. You know, it hit me this morning. I woke up at about 6 a.m. with a pounding headache, and I'll just be honest. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I'm not going to put on airs or lie. I went out to see Billy Idol last night, and then I guess the crew was down there in a nearby establishment and heard I was there. Joe Biggs, Joe Jennings, Darren McBreen, Marcus Morales. And I have not had a lot to drink like that since I was in college. And they bought me a bunch of shots of, Jägermeister. And I feel like my brain has been taken out with a melon baller right now. But I think you're going to have a good broadcast today. But back to what I was getting to. So I have to tell a story in the context. And I wasn't going to tell that story, but it was just part of it. I went back to 6 a.m. this morning, waking up. Good news is I was not driving. I'm very proud of myself. Uber is a wonderful thing, even though it's a horrible thing. Uber is the worst of times, the best of times. It's a horrible Democrat-run monopoly where they keep regulations on the cab drivers on purpose so that they can't compete and don't want anybody else in business but only Rahm Emanuel's brother so they can make billions while raking it all in worldwide in liberal cities running game on their moron constituents. But anyway, side issue. See, that's the key to regulations. They're always applied selectively by socialists. But I digress. It just hit me how uncool it is to be anti-human. With all the epic things humanity's done, how amazing we are, with how fun humanity is, these people just are not fans of humanity. And so they need to... Well, you know what they need to do, don't you? And if they didn't have us to feed on, that's what they do. They'd crawl in their holes and they'd die. You human-hating, weak, chicken-necked collections of cowards that want to urinate on the corpse of humanity. I got a better idea.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, we come to you from old Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, October 2nd, Global Transmission.
Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come, baby,
I got a license for love.
And if it expires,
I wonder what he's talking about.
From above, behold, in the midnight hour, she cried, more.
With a rebel yell.
With a rebel yell. She cried, more.
Monday through Friday. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are live. And we return, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And yes, she doesn't like slavery? What's wrong with her? Then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That song is poetry. It says a lot for folks who don't know. There's three layers to it.
What sets you free?
I need to hear about me.
All right, Billy Idol bringing us in. Put on a great show last night, by the way. Hey, look at this little doozy story. HHS, Health and Human Services, boosting nation stockpile of burn treatments in case of nuclear attack. Yeah, I'd say rolling in cruise missiles and truck-launched missiles and frogs, tactical nuclear weapons up against the Russian border, you might want to stock up on your burn treatment supplies doing that. Iraq would welcome Russian strikes against Islamic State, says their president. Former security guard at Oregon College, where 10 were killed, lockdown procedures were a death trap. Well, that's what they're designed to do. Then they advertise this is where you go to kill people. Selective outrage. Obama hasn't said a single word about routine mass shootings in Chicago, two of which happened yesterday. And that brings me, of course, to our top story today, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that foreign troops from China, Iran, and Russia are piling into Syria to fight the United States of America and Europe bankrolling Al-Qaeda. No, that's not our top story. It's not our top story that was in the Associated Press, Reuters, the New York Times, just that I saw yesterday, with the State Department criticizing Russia and the Pentagon criticizing Russia and the Secretary of Defense criticizing Russia for bombing Al-Qaeda instead of ISIS. I actually read that in headlines and saw that on the news with a straight face. They are testing you. They know the word's coming out. It's going to come out in the 28 pages. The criminal elements of our government with Saudi Arabia ran 9/11. And so they're just, I guess they'll come out and announce, yeah, we did it because we're patriots. And if you don't support the government blowing up the World Trade Centers and Building 7, you're not a patriot. If you don't support blowing up the World Trade Centers, I get it. You're a Russian spy. Yeah, that'd be a good headline. And I'm not even joking anymore. They're mainlining that our government runs Al-Qaeda right now, thinking the public's so dumb, they'll go, big deal. What, you're not a patriot? You don't support Al-Qaeda? This is the level of satire we've reached. Because Karl Rove, but also Nancy Pelosi, they all make similar statements, said they control reality. No, you don't, you dumb witch. You may control giving the orders to get Botox every week where you look like a rubber face, a rubber chicken. With Secretary of State Kerry, you both look like the same person. But you don't control reality, you dumb witch. You're not going to live forever. You're not a god. You're a pile of you-know-what. A steaming pile of horse manure, but that's not even kind because horse manure has nutrients for the soil and the insects and the grass in it. I mean, we just have to hate these people. We just have to fully throw them up like poison in our stomach. We have to get them out of us. They are anathema. And evil always tends to take over historically during cycles because good people just are blind. We are blind. We just cannot get our minds around the dishonor, the cowardliness, the scumminess, the weakness, the filth of wanting to inject billions of people with vaccines to cripple their minds and give them cancer at a young age. The globalists get off on that, and so we can't even get our minds around it because it's 1,000 trillion miles away from where we are. These people have crawled out of the pit of hell to feed on our children and sell their body parts and to splice every creation God's made together in abominations. See, for the globalists, the journey is the destination. Dominating us, poisoning us, hurting us, destabilizing us is their God. And the minute, see, once the illusion breaks, once the trance breaks, we'll just be like, whoa. Whoa, I was in a trance. Why'd I ever put up with this? And you see, the trance is falling. When they have one failure, and I've always explained this to everyone, like they've had taken our guns. I said this 5 years ago. When they have one failure on a major initiative, every domino starts falling. And these churches are there to tell you that it's the end of the world and that there's nothing we can do and we have to give in because it's all over. Folks, it's free will. We have free will. Yes, the world will end. Yes, the Antichrist will come to power. Yes, all this will happen if we let it happen. People say, oh, it's all in God's plan. We are God's plan. And yes, undoubtedly, to test humanity, the technology, the evil, will get to a point, whether it's 5 years from now or 100 years from now, where it will overwhelm humanity to such a core level that God will step in. But God's already stepping in through you. Who do you think you are? Who do you think I am? We are manifestations of God's will on this planet. And the sooner we start realizing that and realize why the enemy hates us and desperately poisons us, because we're like 5,000-foot shining platinum giants to the New World Order. Do you understand that? We're fire-breathing Godzillas to them. They hate us, folks. They hate you. They hate your children. They hate your wife. They hate your husband. They hate corn. They hate wheat. They hate watermelons. They hate sunlight. They hate the sky. Why do you think the EPA came out and attacked sunlight 2 days ago and said it's bad? Why do you think Cass Sunstein wants to make a law where you can't say sunlight's good for you? Every doctor until 20 years ago said, your kid's sick, you're sick, get out and get some sunlight. Yeah, sunlight will kill you, but not having it will kill you quicker. Do you understand? You understand that? The sun will set you free, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they hate it. These people are literally vampires. And by literally, the legends of vampires are only a wives' tale around the fire to describe what the elite are to kids that aren't that complex to understand. You stay away from the castle, and you don't get near the castle at night. And you don't fish down there in those ponds by the castle, because there are people that will grab you and will put you in a dungeon and will drink your blood. Now, do those people live forever? No, but they will grab you and they will torture you and they will drink your blood. They are vampires. And that's what we're facing, folks. And until we realize that these are people that hate the sun, these are people that hate life, these people are from hell. They're from another dimension. They don't like us. And it's time to stop liking them. Do you understand that? You do not admit they're evil. You do not admit they're out to get you. They win. You're under a trance. You're blind. You must break your trance. You must admit it. And only then can you transcend these people. That's the moment you're free. It's the moment you put the glasses on. That's why I love Rowdy Piper, rest his soul, a listener and a great patriot. Such an allegorical key scene of coming out of Plato's cave when he says to his good friend, the only friend he's got, his whole family's died from what the globalists are putting to the food and the water. The society's crumbling. They're telling him it's great. He says, man, it all makes sense now. Just put the glass on or start eating concrete. Because I love you enough that I'm going to get in a fight with you and we're going to hurt each other real bad, but it doesn't matter. You're going to put these on. And then once you put these glasses on, you're going to realize how stupid it is. You think I want to fight with cops? You think I want to fight with black people? You think I want to fight with Mexicans? You think I want to fight with Midwestern white people? You think I want to fight with Arabs or Muslims? You think I want to fight with Christians? You think I want to... No, I want to empower and see people free. And the minute you put the glasses on, it's a decision, and really look at what we're facing, it'll all be a joke. It won't matter that we just beat the hell out of each other. It won't matter all the stupid stuff they put between us once we understand it was all done to us on purpose to keep us blind from the truth. You can break that trance just like that. The minute you want to, you can be free. The second you decide, it's all about free will. But let me warn you about something. And I'm not copying the Matrix. It's an allegory. It's always been true. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Because once you realize the true horror of this, it's going to change your world forever. And you're not going to be able to just sit there calmly anymore and go through your bumbling life worried about fantasy football or acting tough to your buddies. Because when you hit the rock bottom of this situation, you're going to get the million-mile view of the whole stinking thing. And there's no coming back from that rabbit hole. But here's the secret. You're already in the rabbit hole. The secret is, this is all about the choice you're going to make. You want to sign on to funding Al-Qaeda? You want to sign on to babies having their organs harvested? You want to sign on to mutating God's creation? You want to sign on to this? Because you're scared of it? You think maybe you cozy up to it and the Stockholm Syndrome is going to take care of you? It's going to tear you apart. It's going to suck you dry.
You will die. You will go through pain either way. But doing it in an honorable way is heaven. It's Valhalla compared to submitting to these vampires and letting them slow bleed us. We join them on the field of combat. We politically and spiritually hack them.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Health. Organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
I'll be cleaning up the house, sometimes digging through my desk or desk, multiple desks at my house and here at the office, and I'll just come across these notebooks, and they're just full of things that are beautiful and wonderful about the world. I always intend to do a radio show or a TV show or a documentary or maybe a book about the fabulous universe we live in and just how amazing humans are, but also animals and just creation and how fabulous everything is. I mean, I don't want folks to think I'm negative. I mean, you are fabulous. Even in your stunted, brain-damaged form that the globalists have put us in, you are amazing. And I mean, I'm not just saying that. The act of being able to stand up, the act of being able to walk, the act of being able to see the universe around you and then commune with it and see the beauty in it is the transcendence to the fifth dimension, into God's realm. The love of creation, the love of the Creator. And I didn't read any of this in a book. It's written on my heart. It's written on my mind. And I follow my instinctive spiritual understanding of things with the assurance of a sleepwalker. And I see people in bondage. I see men who are so insecure and feel so inadequate. And I just want to see them be free. They've had their manhood stolen from them. I've seen women, incredibly powerful women, just everywhere with all their energy and all their creativity and all their magic that God gave them, having no idea that they've been set against men and against that incredible communion that God gave men and women. I mean, how dare the government? How dare the establishment church? How dare the social engineers? How dare the twisted, failed, ugly feminist get in the middle of that magical event that goes back with all of our ancestors and the hell they went through together, conquering the earth, conquering the animals, conquering the big bears, the big cats, the wolves. We carry that incredible struggle together. The kinship we have with each other as humans, the deep kinship, whether you're black or white, Hispanic, old, young, the incredible kinship of being human together, that shared experience. The enemy hates it because the enemy doesn't have honor or love. Joe Biggs is coming in. We got some big guests today. We've got the big article that was in the New York Times. It was on Drudge last week. The Pentagon's brain. An uncensored history of DARPA, America's top secret military research agency. Annie Jacobson, let me tell you, I haven't read this book yet, but I've read the boil down, and I know most of what's in it, but what's, I'm not bragging, I don't know what's in it, what I'm saying is I know it's accurate from what I read in the synopsis, but when you read it all together, it just is crazy, and then the stuff that's not in the book that I can bring up when this lady's on, and some of it's classified. It's just crazy, man. They've got vaccines that are basically nanotech already, but they're not using them because it is a galactic crime to end free will without people accepting it. That's why they say vaccines are the law, but they're not really, and they want to intimidate you into it, because you've got to do it by free will. Even if it's coercion, you've still got to do it. I mean, these people are so bad. Can you imagine wanting to brain damage the entire population so you can rule a bunch of zombies? I mean, that is so satanic. That is Satanism. See, Satanists claim they're about free will and human empowerment. No, you're not. And once your teeth are down your throat, you'll understand that. People are so weak. You seek after power when it was laying right in front of you the whole time. I don't know why the weak are attracted to evil. But I tell you this, you people gathered yourselves together in big armies in your lust to bring down the strong and the brave and the true, you're going to fail. Know that. It was written on your head from the beginning. Before you were born, you were destined to follow your God straight to hell. So, enjoy yourselves. When I come back, I'm going to get focused and get into the over-the-top news, the shooting in Oregon, the grandstanding by Obama, his disgusting speech. He says it's routine. Another routine shooting. What's routine is they take every shooting that's incredibly rare on average and act like it's the end of the world. What a bunch of guilt-tripping,
we're on the march.
Disgusting
the empires on the
drama
march.
Queens.
Alex Jones.
As if they care about human life.
Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies, disinformation. I'm not a hypocrite, folks. I'm just a man just like you. And I'm here to tell you, you have incredible power. You have a destiny to be free. Your progeny have a destiny to be free. All of our ancestors dreamed for us to be more successful and to build a great world together. And their love, their honor, their strength, even though we become disarmed, even though we become decadent and weak on everything they gave us, their strength still as a spirit carries us on as God's gift. Don't you see eternal life is real? It's real in genetics at one level, and it's real at levels above that as well. Life goes on over and over and over again in the mastermind of the Creator. And it's in the face of incredible corruption and deceit that I quote the famous statement that I think is from an unknown person scribbled it on a wall. I know in World War II, there are no atheists in foxholes. But let's look up the provenance of that quote. I believe it's attributed to someone who was anonymous. And the elite know that there is more in heaven and earth than in all our books. And that's why they try to make us, psychologists say that animals, dogs,
don't feel joy and don't smile and don't get excited and that we project our emotion onto it and imagine, that is absolute total bull. Your dog will starve to death before it eats you. Your dog gets excited. Your dog loves you. You can see that in your dog, and they tell you that your dog doesn't have free will, that your dog is honorable, that your dog doesn't love you, because they don't want you to love anything but them. They say that women don't love men, that men don't love women. They say that there is no honor in the world because they want you to give up. That's right, it is unknown. World War II. Biggs, are there atheists in foxholes?
Hell no. I've been there. I wrote a whole piece in college on that, from that quote. You know, I met a lot of atheists when I was deployed, and I'm telling you, when the bullets start flying, the rounds start coming in, the artillery's going, the RPGs are flying, you'll hear every man out there screaming and crying to God, shaking, asking for forgiveness, and then, you know, just completely their lives change. I saw that time and time again. I mean, there was one scenario when we were sitting on a mountaintop and these guys are shooting these, the Taliban shooting at us, these huge, like, you know, anti-aircraft guns towards us. And we have to sit here and my back is against a sand berm and I've got about 4 inches between me and where the bullets are flying. And I'm trying to, like, barely breathe so my chest doesn't expand out and it catch my bulletproof vest and spin me around and then hit me. So I'm sitting here and it's nighttime and you can see the tracers just going by. And you're sitting there like, oh, my God, I hope there is a God. I hope that something's going on. And you'll hear these guys who are always like, there's no God, there's no God, screaming and crying at the top of their lungs, help me, God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So, yeah, I don't think there's any atheists in foxholes.
This is a true tragedy that happened. I actually feel for these people like you do because they were in a victim disarmament zone. They were ignorant. Now they'll be used as a sacrifice to demonize human independence, humans' right to defense. They'll be used as a burnt offering to sell the further enslavement and domestication of the people by a bunch of cold-blooded vampires. And Obama, we're going to play the clip in a moment about this Oregon shooting. He says, oh, this is so routine. Yeah, it's routine that they exploit every tragedy when statistically, I'm going to say it again, 166, 167 people a year die in mass shootings. 200-plus people die from white-tailed deer. Is he going to go out and give a speech every time white-tailed deer kill somebody? Or honeybees kill 300?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the only thing that's routine is the fact, like you said, he exploits every single thing that he can use to help push his anti-gun agenda. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself. I mean, it was disgusting yesterday. We're out there at the campus of UT, and these people are sitting there screaming, giving these sob stories, and You know, we don't need guns on campus. You know, that's going to cause more drama.
You're out there because Texas is passing a law to let folks be armed on campus. Explain that to them. And then this happens while you're out there covering it.
Yeah, so next year in August 2016, they've already passed it, but it'll go into effect for campus carry. So students with CHL, 21 and up, who go and take the class and go through all the proper stuff, fingerprints and all that, they can still carry on campus. Now, right now, you're able to carry on public sidewalks, in the parking garages, all that. You can carry long rifles, anything like that you want. Can still carry as well out there. Like where we were at yesterday protesting, there were people carrying guns, but they were concealed and you couldn't see them. And no one was going, you know, crazy over that because obviously you're not going to see concealed.
And carry. So UT and others with Bloomberg are trying to just throw fits and stop it when it just shows their disconnect. A criminal, a crazy, is going to go on there, even though Oregon was a gun-free zone. Mm-hmm. That's what the criminals, the cowards, choose.
Well, that's what people don't understand. Criminals don't follow laws. That is why they are criminals. So when you put these strict gun laws everywhere, all you do is you disarm people, sure, and take away their ability to protect themselves, and you empower the criminals who want to go out and do bad. Now, yesterday there was a guy, an armed Air Force veteran was there. He says an Air Force veteran who had a license to conceal carry was present at the school yesterday during the shooting. He said there were a few people in the vet center, and then we heard shooting happen. We got up, and we were going to head out and see what we could do. He said at that point in time, the faculty immediately told him to stop and held us inside the building. Essentially, they would not let us go and assist. Now, it's a gun-free zone. He illegally had the gun in there, but he could have saved some lives.
Well, I think the guy's great, but I would have just ignored those people, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have told him to go screw off. I would have just knocked one of them out if I had to. If me punching a teacher is going to save 10 people's lives, by all means, you're going to get knocked out.
Well, you notice, I'm not bragging, but you don't see a lot of this going on in Texas. Or when they start it, when the Al-Qaeda folks show up, they just get killed. I mean, I'm not bragging here. I'm not anything special. Everybody I know, my dad, anybody else, people, somebody's killing somebody across the street. They're going to charge in. What about this vet that got shot 7 times who was unarmed? You know, maybe they should have chopped his arms off so he couldn't fight back. Oregon shooting heroic veteran Chris Mintz was shot 7 times trying to save people.
Also in my old unit at Fort Bragg, airborne, the guy got a lot of mutual friends of mine. I found that out this morning. So, yeah, this guy was shot 5 times, and his family released a statement today. I got on his Facebook and looked, said he's okay, but he is going to have to learn how to walk again. And after he was shot 5 times, he's laying on the ground, you know.
They were saying 7. It's 5.
Yeah, 5 times, what I saw in here. But, yeah, who knows? They keep misreporting stuff. He was laying on the ground screaming, "Today's my son's birthday. Today's my son's birthday." And this guy, without a gun, ran beeline towards this gunman to try to take him out. That's the kind of people that are out there. That's the kind of guy that you want to conceal carry, to have a gun. He could have taken that guy out immediately.
And that's who the globalists hate and say is the number one enemy of, quote, Homeland Security. Well, then who the hell is Homeland Security? I'll tell you who runs it. Foreign banks that took over this country. How dare them say that the vets are the number one enemy? It's because they're criminals and they know vets aren't cowards. That's why they hate them.
Then you got this coward, Chris Harper Mercer, the guy who was the gunman. This guy hated Christianity. He told people in the school to lay down on the ground, sprawl out, and then he told them one by one to stand up and goes, "Are you a Christian?" If they answered yes, boom, execute
just him. Like Columbine.
Yep, execute him right there. And if they said no, he wounded him, shot him in the leg.
This is a satanic spirit rising up in this country.
It's out of control.
Well, they're mad that we're exposing the babies being killed. They're mad we're winning. And, you know, we're going to keep on winning. Sorry.
You know, yesterday, Tom Jefferson, he's a big gun rights activist, was arrested and held in jail last night until about 9:35, 9:40 for holding a sign at a protest. Like, really? And then the feminist professor gets out there and goes, we're not open to any kind of debate at all out here. We're just here to basically cram our agenda down your throat. And if you have anything to say against what we're saying and you're pro-gun, we're going to arrest you. There was a guy in the crowd walking around looking for any pro-gun signs. He found 2 on the...
And had him arrested.
And had him arrested.
That's a sensational story right there. That's what I grew up in as a kid hearing about in China or Soviet Russia. And now it's just, oh, that's what we do in America.
I mean, never in a million years did I think that I would see something.
And I saw the video of those Bloomberg security goons. They enjoyed violating the First Amendment, just like they liked the Second to go down. They just enjoy it, like they think they're on some winning team. They love their dishonor.
Well, my favorite thing is what Jakari said yesterday.
I've never seen Jakari this pissed. He was pissed yesterday when he came back.
When those two guys were pulled away and arrested, people started screaming and clapping, all these women in the crowd. Yay. And Jakari goes,
"Hey, don't worry. They're going to have their pension funds taken. All these fools don't get it. What made America great was the right to defense and speech. They're taking it all. They're going to lose everything, like pulling a plug in a bathtub.
Yeah.
I mean, all our everything, the wealth, the prosperity, it's all going down the toilet, you dumb witches." Sorry.
And what they didn't realize is they were clapping not for him being taken away because he was pro-gun. He was getting taken away for his First Amendment rights. That means that could happen to each and every one of you that are out there clapping in the crowd.
The so-called left wants to get rid of free speech.
And it was amazing. I went and tried to open up dialogue and speak to all these people in the crowd. Not one of them that had on their Gun Free You T-shirt. "No, I'm not here to talk. I don't have anything to say."
That's because they're all socialists.
To say.
Communists never talk. They only repeat what their dear leader says.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
They're not individuals. These are literally stupid people.
Oh, yeah. They completely. I mean, there were so many times yesterday I was going to lose my cool. And I had to keep telling myself, don't do it. Just keep doing what you got to do. Go to the next person. I mean, as soon as you said something, it was like, "You better check your privilege. Oh, you can't talk to a woman like that. Why are you being loud? Oh, stop talking to us. We don't want to debate you." You know, the whole time.
That's all. "I'm feminist. I'll take your speech."
Yeah, I was like.
And they're at the UN trying to get rid of free speech right now.
Isn't a university campus supposed to be a place where you can debate and discuss things?
Well, think about how racist they are that inherently you're a white male, but then they'll come up to black males that are libertarian or conservative and say, "You're a male." See, there's no getting out of this.
Yeah.
There's no getting out of this. You're bad because you're a male. But if you're some emasculated, weird little guy in a pink shirt with them going, men are bad, and the girls will pat you on the head, is that woman going to take care of you when you got the flu? Is she going to take care of you when you have a heart attack? She going to take care of you when you're in a freaking nursing home? Is she honorable? They've taken our families away. They've taken our honor away. Don't you people get it? They've made you alone. You're miserable because the state isn't your husband. It isn't your wife. It won't take care of you. It doesn't love you.
there was this guy out there. I don't even know if I can call him a guy. He was about as big as a toothpick. And he had a little voice like this. And he goes, "So you guys are pro-gang? This is so horrible. I'm pro-Hillary Clinton.
I like Elmo."
And I was like, wow. I was like, have you been castrated? Did you hand your man card over to the gun-free UT crowd? I was like, this guy was the opposite of what any man should be. Didn't care. He was just a little robot.
"Oh, I don't like dancing out. It's so bad, okay? Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Look at some of the other signs. Why you should be a socialist. This was the trash that they had out there.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, why you should live in a hellhole where people give you whatever you've got. It's called being a slave. So seriously, why you should be a slave.
That was everywhere. That was a giant sign. That was about 4 foot big. I took that picture. Or maybe Kit got that one as well. But that one was out there. There was another one, the whole board where they hang up posters. All these socialist clubs. How to be a socialist, what it means to be a socialist, why you should be a socialist.
I can't stand these people.
Oh. It's everywhere at UT. It is so liberal there now. It is completely, it's like its own world within Texas. It's completely unlike everywhere else in Texas.
And they admit they're going to battleground it and just destroy everything.
Well, I mean, my argument was yesterday was like, all right, 1 in 5 women at the UT campus have a good chance. They've either been raped, they've been sexually harassed.
Look at this communist sign.
I was like, don't you want women to have the ability to be able to fight off someone like that, some sexual predator? Wouldn't you want that? And I even asked the women, I was like,
isn't it female empowerment to have women be armed?
No. He's like, it's just ridiculous. We don't need to have them. I don't feel comfortable being in the classroom where other people have guns, and I don't know their agenda.
I guarantee you those women didn't have fathers. They are the problem. I'm not knocking people that didn't have a dad. I get it. Some dads are bad. But, I mean, just these are women that didn't have a man around. So it's alien to them. And the weird thing is these women, if they do get men, always have the worst guys.
Oh, the men that were there were, like, popped collar, polos, pink shirts, jeans tighter than, I mean, that's probably why that one guy was talking the way he was. I mean, little loafs and just kind of skipping around everywhere with their gun-free signs and stuff. Like, we're just here to empower everyone. We think we should be armed with reason. What are you talking about?
This is the definition of useful.
Yeah, I wonder how many people were armed with reason yesterday in Oregon. How'd that help? How'd that work out? Not too good.
I want to get to this Obama clip, this Obama Nation clip. This is Obama exploiting the tragedy, saying nothing about 2 shootings, mass shootings in Chicago yesterday, saying, oh, it's so routine. There's 166, 167, 168, it varies. It's in the 160s. Look it up yourself. Mass shootings. 168 people, 167, let's just say 170 to be safe, every year. I mean, wasp, 300 and something. Brown recluse, 400 and something. Honeybees, 300 and something dead. White-tailed deer, 200 and something. I mean, look it up in the World Almanac, folks. I mean, do we have toilet safety police, you know, to save us because a black widow might bite you on the butt? I mean, this is pure lunacy. So let's go ahead. I'm going to skip this break. Let's go ahead and go to this clip right now of his lordship yesterday. Here it is.
Somehow this has become routine.
Hit pause. Back it up. Yeah, what's routine is 300 plus thousand dead, about 80% of them on the Syrian government side, innocent Christians, non-radical Muslims. When you put Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS in there, and you've done it in Libya. You tried to overthrow our allies and did for a year, and they blew up almost every church in the country, attacked the military bases, the government did, and crucified people at the government ministry upside down. And Anderson Cooper of the Central Intelligence Agency, I mean, people think I just say that. No, people send me emails. He really is CIA. I thought you were joking. No, he is CIA, admittedly. This is who runs our CIA now, is some cowardly little piece of garbage who gets up there and overthrows our allies who had stability and freedom comparatively in Egypt to put the Muslim Brotherhood Al-Qaeda in charge, that's who that is, to murder over 50,000 Christians in Egypt alone. Our government wants to murder Christians, just like this dirtbag asking folks if they're Christian, and the Christians credit, they would say, yes, I'm a Christian. Blam.
That's conviction.
Quite frankly, that guy's not worth the truth for me. I'd just lie to him. I'm not denying Christ. I mean, I get it goes back to the Christian deal, you know, to three times, you know, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. I get that. But, you know, I mean, I lied sneaking to Bohemian Grove. I don't lie on issues that affect people. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I lie. I mean, did you ever lie when you were in combat, like when you were doing something like with foreigners?
Oh, of course, just to keep things calm so stuff doesn't escalate.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not defending lies. I'm being honest about lying here. I don't know why I just digressed off into that. I mean, I would never lie about a product. I never lie about serious issues. I never lie about the news. I wouldn't lie about an issue. But if I'm sneaking onto a military base 15 years ago to videotape Delta Force training to take out governors, when they asked me, I mean, I had to lie.
Yeah, you got to do what you got
to
do.
They still figured it out, put a gun to my, it took our camera, but they caught us. But the point of anyone in instance is threw us off.
I'm banned from most bases in Texas.
Well, the point is, let's not be hypocrites. I don't know how to just digress. But so we've got Obama up here lying to everybody in their face about a real issue. And it's just totally insane. Let's go back to the clip.
Somehow this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. The conversation in the aftermath of it, we've become numb to this.
Oh, because we know you're lying.
After Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson, after Newtown, after Aurora, after Charleston. It cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun.
Oh, no. So we got to take everybody's guns. You got a bunch of Prozac, anti-Christian supporters.
Routine, of course, is the response
of you,
of those who oppose any kind of common sense gun legislation.
Common sense uses these words like smart meters.
Right now, I can imagine the press release is being cranked up. We need more guns. They'll
argue. You got guns protecting you, turd.
Fewer gun safety laws.
Yes.
If everyone has a gun and someone goes and shoots something.
Yeah, back it up 5 seconds. Exactly.
One or two people are going to get killed.
They hate it. Guns are getting more popular. Abortion's getting unpopular. 69% of Hispanics don't want open borders. They always go, if you're Hispanic, we'll open borders. Why? So whether you're from Japan, China, Mexico, India, anybody can just come here. We got to pay for them. People aren't stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't even believe Gallup. It's like 85% of the Mexicans I know don't want open borders. Because they're Americans.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I don't say I'm German and English.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is, Joe, they're losing the battle. They know they're losing. What do you say about what he's saying?
I think it's BS. I mean, his response is routine. The fact that he wants to take away your right to protect yourself. Every time there's something happen, he jumps on it like a dog and just attacks it. All right, let's use this to push our anti-gun agenda. Let's push it. No, what we should be doing is arming people so they have the ability to take that guy out quicker.
Well, obviously he knows that. He wants to disarm us. Joe, the leader of the free world, no longer. They now say Russia's the leader of the free world because of him and the globalists and their failure. He's saying you are the number one terror threat in America. And I guess if America's foreign globalists that want to enslave us, I guess you are number one threat.
Yeah, I guess.
How does it feel when you actually fought Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and all these similar groups in four tours or whatever? How does it feel to be called a terrorist?
It pisses me off, and it pisses off all my buddies, too. I mean, to know that you went over there and you bled for this country because you cared about it, you volunteered to go over there, you weren't forced to do it, so you made that conscious decision to go step out there and take a bullet and shoot and do what you had to do to help make America better, and to find out that it's all a lie and you're going to be treated like garbage, you're going to come back with wounds that are seen and unseen, can't even get health care at the VA, you're treated like an animal. You're thrown out there in the street. I mean, homeless vets are out of control. I mean, they're everywhere now. They don't get.
I'll tell you, I want to do some stories on this. I'm always so shocked when I run into a listener that's a vet that I don't ever have a camera and I don't get their numbers. Usually have a cell phone, but it'll be like a white guy who looks like Clark Kent and is on a bicycle with a backpack. But you notice they kind of smell and they look kind of wild eyed. You tell they got PTSD, and they'll say, "Well, I really appreciate you," and I'll say, "Are you living on the street?" They go, "Yeah, but I'm saving money. I'm going to get back on my feet. I don't need any help." They ride off. Or I was a big black guy. He looked like a black Clark Kent down at the Capitol one time. He goes, "I heard you on the radio. I came over. I want you to know I'm a listener." He was on a bike.
Yeah.
And he was just like, this guy looked like a linebacker, man. He was a super smart, well-spoken, nice guy. So was the white vet I ran into. And then you found out they're homeless. And the same thing, they go, "Well, I'm working on it. I'm going to get back on my feet. I'm trying to get an apartment right now." And he rode off again. As soon as you want to, they're just too embarrassed about it. And why are they on the street, Joe?
I've got a lot of friends who are struggling right now. I mean, I thought that was going to happen to me. I got scared.
Both these guys I talked to were former special forces living on the streets in Austin.
Yeah, the last year when I knew I was getting out from my injury, I started going through panic attacks. I started going through depression, all that, because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My mom's telling me the economy's collapsing and all this. I was deployed, saying the gas prices were through the roof.
2008.
Yeah, 2008. And I'm sitting there like, man, I don't want to leave. I tried to volunteer to stay in Afghanistan again because it was almost better.
Even though your leg got blown up.
Yeah, it was almost better for me to stay in Afghanistan than it would to be to come back here and face what's going on in this country, because like you said, all my friends started getting out and I started hearing these stories. I was, quite frankly, scared to be a civilian because I knew I wasn't going to get taken care of. I was going to be just thrown to the curb and not even paid attention to. My buddies were telling me that they were spending months and months trying to get help at the VA, trying to be seen, trying to be heard. Nothing happens. They would get another doctor and they'd have to go through the whole process again, or they'd miss an appointment and then the VA kicked them out of the system and then you had to go back and re-enter all that stuff.
Think about it. These globalists have you fight their wars and then they treat you like dog crap.
Oh, yeah. And then you've got to fight for years to even get the benefits you really are supposed to get. You shouldn't even have to do that. You should just be able to go in, scan your ID card. All right, here's my paperwork, my DD-214. This is what I did. Here's what
they've done the actuaries. They can send you to the best doctors for the money they spend. It's all meant to waste stuff. It's all meant to not give you care. It's meant to screw you over.
It makes you worse. The surgeries I've had are still my right foot. I went and had an x-ray not too long ago. The guy's like, do you know your foot's still broken in a few places? I was like, it does hurt, but I didn't know that. He goes, yeah, whoever did your surgery last jacked it up. I was like, the VA? He goes, yeah, I guess that might have been us. Do you want to refer you somewhere? I was like, yeah, maybe. I was like, I don't want to have a broken foot for the rest of my life. And I'm sick and tired of my ACL being torn and not fixed. The VA will completely ignore me and never even see me.
And what was that, a shrapnel on the foot?
The foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the knee was in a rollover. The vehicle got hit and rolled over, and my foot got caught in the gas pedal. And my
hit, you mean IED?
Yeah, and got yanked, and it stuck in there, and I'm bouncing around, and it ripped my leg out. So that was painful, and it's still painful every day.
And they won't give you treatment.
No, they don't care. They just want to, they go, all right, so we just did your x-rays. We see that your ACL's torn. That's got to be painful. There's a lot of scar tissue in there. Here's a whole bunch of drugs. We'll try to make it another appointment for you in the next few days.
You go back on the same thing.
Well, I get a call and then the appointment 6 months down the road. And then I get about a week out from that 6 months finally waiting. They go, yeah, we're going to have to reschedule that. This doctor, he's been transferred to another location. You're going to have to go back through the process again, be reevaluated by another doctor, and then we'll look into it from there. So then I have to go back through the whole process again, waiting another 6 months. Then it gets in, then they cancel it and move it, and then it never happens.
Unbelievable. Well, they're not getting our guns one way or another. They may want to start a civil war and come for them. Obama's announced they're coming after the guns. Should announce that at the start of the show, but you already know that. Joe, thank you, brother. You'll be on the nightly news tonight. Great job to you and the crew. I had fun last night, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. We've got the Pentagon's brain coming on, an uncensored history of DARPA, America's top secret military research agency. It's not America's. It's the eugenicist globalist top secret research agency now. So we're going to be getting into that. And then we got Peter Schiff joining us on the economy because there's been big developments on the numbers, the economy numbers coming out. Even the Cook numbers are bad, so we'll be breaking that down, just being honest about what's happening, these potholes coming up. Briefly, I was going to just let everybody know that we have a lot of products back in stock that have been sold out. Liver Shield is now back in stock. You either take it every day, these concentrated herbs, or you can do the whole cleanse with the gallbladder. We have informational videos and more details there. Let me just put it to you this way. This is the most spectacular results I've ever had with any product, period. And I've had some amazing results with X2, amazing results with the Prostaguard, amazing results with the Oxy Powder. But if you actually do this cleanse, in my experience, just for myself, you've heard the callers, the reviews are 4.8 on that product, 4.8 on average as well. It's simply amazing for me personally. So check that out today, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsLife.com. You can also find the full line of amazing longevity products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can sign up there and get free shipping with auto shipping or become a distributor and get up to 30% off as well. InfoWarsHealth.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.